Okay, today's daf is Chulin. Daf Kuf Mem Bei is the last daf here in Maseches Chulin. It's been a 5-month journey that we have had together, and now we finish off one of the larger Masechtas in Shas, and we are up to Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Beis. We've had a lot of stops along the way in Yoni Shechita, everything related to the mitzvah of Shechita, generally. As we know, we started off with the halachas of Shechita, and then we got into the psulim, which animals are treif, even if you shech them. That was Eila Treifas. Then we had what happens to the animal inside a pregnant mother that is shechta. That was on Daf Samaches. And then we got into two other mitzvahs, Kisi Adam and Oso Vespino, that obviously Kisi Adam is the Kamar mitzvah Shechita, as we spoke about the Lamdas, and Oso Vespino, the halachas of shechting a mother and its offspring on the same day, Git Hanasha, even if you shech the Git Hanasha is going to be usher in the animal. And related to that, once we're talking about Git Hanasha and Taruvios, so then we got into Isura Mabasa Bechalav and Taroves, that was in the 8th parak of Kalabasar. Can't do anything without Tumah V'Tara, so we got into the 9th parak, Orva Harotev, when I shecht, when is there Tumas Nevela, what if you have a limb that's semi-detached from the animal, is that Tumas Nevela, is that Tumas Eiver Menachai, but again, all related to Shechita. And then we got into the last couple of prakim about the different mitzvos, specific mitzvos that are related, again, very organized, orderly sections, Parak Asiri, the 10th parak, Hazrov Alachayim, the chiyuv of the mitzvahs of animals of chulin that are given to the Kohen, Zrov Alachayim. Then we got into Reishis Hagez, which is about the first shearings of the animal, again relating to Zroa Vilachayim, and finally the mitzvah of Shiluach Hakan, which we have in the last parak. Not having to do with shechita, but having to do with dealing with animals. If I want to eat an animal, if I want to eat the eggs, what do I have to do? Do I have to want to eat the eggs? That was the machlokas haposkim. And we mentioned a number of lines in this perek, all about, related issues to that. Okay, so now let's get back to Kuf Mem Aleph Amebeis, and we had the Tosefta. The Tosefta had said two halachas, and the Gemara is trying to figure out exactly which halachos, what's the case of these two halachas. The Gemara said that if there are birds that flew into my chicken coop from outside, Yoni Shova for Yona Aliyah, so then I am chayev to do Shiluach HaKan, but Asuras Bishum Gezel. But also Rishab Gazel, which seem to be kind of the opposite direction. Chayav b'shiluach, shiluach hakan is usually when it is ki ikare, when it's outside somewhere. And also Rishab Gazel means it's mine. So, miman afshach, how does this case work together? So, the first pshat we mentioned was based on Rav. Rav says that the egg, as it comes out, is chayav b'shiluach, and before it falls down into the nest, it is already chayiv in the mitzvah, and it's not yours yet. Ayiv, it's not yours yet. So why is it asur mishum gezel? Oh, it's talking about the mother. Talking about the mother. That was number one. Number two, maybe it's talking about the egg. V'yibay yisema, maybe it's talking about the egg. And the egg, once most of it comes out, your das is on the egg. So yes, there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakan, but it's also asur mishum gezel, in that case. So then the Gemara says, v'hashta, damar v'yudam arav, but once Rav says that it's usher to take the eggs once the mother is on them, right? There's an isser, shalach to shalach, and only afterwards, vasabanim tikach lach. So then even if it fell in, why? Because then we had the chiddush of the kinyan chatzar only works in a case where I could have gotten it. The kinyan chatzar is an extension of me, right? The Gemara Maseches Bamatzia on Daf Yud, very important Gemara, Yud Amabez, the Gemara talks about how does chatzar work, mishum yad or mishum shliach. My kinyan chatzer. Is it an extension of me? In what way is it an extension of me? Is it yad or is it chatzer? So the Gemara there, Babatzia Dafyud, has two different deus with nafkaminas. Nafkaminas. Nafkamina is what happens if the shliach, so to speak, is not a bar chiyuva, right? If the chatzer obviously is not a bar chiyuva. The Gemara there discusses on the bottom of Yud Amabez, after quoting this machlokas, with the chatzes bishum yad or bishum shliach, the Gemara says The Kohen says to Bima Mekadesh Bia Nisha Grusha, Inami Ishta Amar Lei Lisha Akvili Katan, right, in cases where the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, relates to those days. We'll get back to that by the Shem in a minute. But let's just finish the Chazara, what we were up to. So the Gemara says, in a case where the bird is still hovering above the eggs, so then it is also for me to take it, so the Kinyu Chatsa really can't work. And therefore, it's not totally mine yet, but the mitzvah will exist. But it's still Asur Mishum Gezel. Why is it Asur Mishum Gezel? So the Gemara says, fifth to the last line, Yachem, I Asur Mishum Darki Shalom. So why is it Asur Mishum Darki Shalom? In Mimanashach, if it's Deshalcha, if I send away the mother bird, I'm the other person trying to take the eggs, take the mother, do something. So if I come and send away the mother, then that kicks in, his Kinyachatzer kicks in, and it should be real Gezel, not just Mishum Darki Shalom. And if I don't send away the mother bird, I have to send away the mother bird, and it's not Asur Mishum, only Asur Mishum Darki Shalom. I'm doing something worse. So the Gemara answers, maybe it's a katan that's involved. A katan, his actions are limited because of Darki Shalom. So the Gemara says, well, it means the father of the katan has to be machzir, has to return the animal because of Darki Shalom. Okay, that was the end of the Gemara, but again, a lot to talk about on these couple of lines. First of all, the Ritva that I mentioned a number of times, but we never saw it inside. So the Ritva says that this line, that if the Chatzer is working Mishum Shliach, as we said, that's what it seems to be going like in this Gemara. And because the Chatzer is working Mishum Shliach, so if the mother bird is hovering over the eggs, I'm not allowed to take it, and therefore the Kinyan Chatzer doesn't work. So that is taking a stand on a Sugya in Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. What does Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera mean? Right, that is a major discussion, mostly in the Achronim, but it's already rooted in the Rishonim. Does Ein mean shouldn't or can't? Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. You shouldn't be a Shliach L'Dvar Avera. If you did, you're still a Shliach, you just did something wrong. Is it a shouldn't or is it a can't? If I'm doing an Avera, then I can't be a Shliach. There's no shlichus when it comes to Dvar Avera. So this Gemara, the simple interpretation is that it sounds like there's no shlichus to Dvar Avera, because the Kinyan Chatzer doesn't work. It's not like something works, but it's a problem. No, it doesn't work. The Ritva there, but Metzia Kuf Beis, this parallel Gemara is quoted there. So the Ritva there says, Chatzir Nami Lo Zachyele, the Chatzer is not Zoche, Pirish Viafilu Midaito Veritzono. Even if I'm standing there and I want the Kinyan to work, I want my chatzah to be kona it. If the bird's hovering, it doesn't work. Why? B'geneva b'lachudu d'Rabbi Rachmana. She's chayef kefal yechad seiro. Davka by geneva, there's a special limud that my chatzah is kona and I'm chayef kefal if it's found in my chatzah. Midachsivim imateiti matzei. But otherwise, if there's an aveir involved, doesn't work. The yeshe pirshu, and some say, d'ha'chalozachi le'shlomi daito. Here we're talking about if it's, he's not there, he doesn't know. Shlomi daito. Meaning, if it is midaito, maybe it would work. And I like the first shot, but it seems to be 2 days in the Ritva. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Does that mean can't or don't? Again, that is a very important machlokes. That's also 2 days in Tosfos in Mametzia. Tosfos in Mametzia, Yudama Beis, in the Tosfos towards the bottom. Again, talks about the case where a Kohen says to a Yisrael, go marry for me a divorcee. So again, that's going to be usher for the mishaleach. A kohen can't marry a grusha. So is that not going to work? Is that going to be a marriage at sin, or is that even going to be a marriage? 2 days in Tosfos on the bottom of Yudama Beis. Again, that is a very important yisoh. But again, that's related to this Gemara right here about the chatzer not being able to be nikne in a case of avera. It might relate to what is the svara, or is there a svara for shlichus l'dvar avera? Why can't you be a shliach l'dvar avera? You could be a shliach for anything. I can make a shliach to get married. I can make a shliach to buy something. So why can't I make a shliach l'dvar avera? So the Gemara sometimes, not always, so the Gemara sometimes in the sugya uses the principle of divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishomen. Right? If your Rebbe tells you to do something and a Talmud tells you to do something, who should you listen to? Divrei harav, divrei Talmud. So that's the svara for a shliach l'dvar avera. Meaning, if I told you to do an Avera, who are you supposed to listen to? Hashem or me? Hashem, you listen to me. It's, how do you finish that sentence? Machlokas Rishonim. It's your fault or it's not my fault. Right, two different emphases. I'm not going to be chayev because you did it. I'm not going to be chayev because I didn't do it. Right? So that's two different ways. Is it because it's the fault of the shliach or that it's not the fault of the mishaleach? Right? Those are two different formulations in the mefarshim. Again, nafkaminas. What if the shliach is a shogeg? He doesn't know that he's doing an avera. Machlokas rishonim. Tosfos a kiddushin says you would say yesh shliach levar avera. Because what do you mean, Divrei Arav? Divrei Arav, the svara doesn't apply. The Ritva there in Bamitzia says, what are you talking about? Ein shliach levar avera, period. Sixiras hakasuv. It's not just based on the svara. And therefore, even if the shliach is a shogeg, you would say ein shliach levar avera. Again, there's a number of afkidus. Those are two different svaras given. But there's a third svara that's suggested. Ein shliach levar avera. Is it because it's the shliach's fault? Or it's not the mishaleach's fault? Or a third idea, you get the impression from certain Rishonim is, it's not nitan l'shlichus. It's not that it's somebody's fault per se, but shlichus is only possible if you are what's called a bailim in this area of halacha. If you're in control of this area of halacha, if Hashem gives you control, getting married, I'm in control, right, l'kadesh, limkor, liknos, if you're a bailim in a certain area of halacha, so then you have the power to make a shliach. But by Averis, you're not the Bailim. We're not Bailim on Averis. And therefore, I'm not able to make a Shliach. That obviously works better according to the approach that Ein Shliach means can't, not don't. You can't make a Shliach because you're not a Bailim. Right? It's fascinating that the Tosas Rid gives a little impression of this in Miseches Kiddushin. Tosas Rid on the... In these Gemaras, in Kiddushin on, we'll get to another Tosas Rid by the Shem a little bit later, and I'll have Tosas Rids today, in Kiddushin. But the Tosas Rid on the Gemara in the second parak, he has two paragraphs, two in a row, one right after another. Well, the first one is a little more famous, and the second one is not. But the second paragraph, he asked this question about what if the shliach is a shogeg, and he agrees with that ritva, where he says, ein shliach levar avera, period, even if the shliach is a shogeg, period. Why? Since after all, if he was mazed, you would say ein shliach levar avera, so too if it's shogeg. That's his lashon. Not giving any more svara. He says, after all, if the shliach knew about it, it wouldn't work. So even if he doesn't know about it, it doesn't work. What does that mean? So if you say that third svara that we just said, that explains it. Because the fact that if he would be mazed, he wouldn't be able to do it, that reflects that this is an action that is not in his bailus to do. And because it's not in his bailus to do, we say, ein shliach levar avera. He says, ashkaga holeches achar hamazed. Fine. The previous paragraph is the somewhat well-known Tosas Rid, and that is, why could you not make a shliach on wearing tefillin? I'm tired today. Can you wake up for me, please, and put tefillin on for me? I'm freezing. Sit in the sukkah for me, please. Okay, that might be different because it's termed tzar. But why can't you make a shliach for eating matzah? You know, matzah doesn't do well with my intestines. So, you know, can you please eat matzah for me? So that's his famous kasha, and his answer is, you can't make a shliach on a mitzvah shebegufo. V'lav milsehi, shamitzvah shechivu hamakom lasos begufo, heich yipater adei shluchav, hu lo yaseh klum. And there's a lot of lumdus. What's the svar for this? The ksos, it's a mitzvah of a reality, not a mitzvah of an action. You have to have tefillin on you, not a mitzvah to wear. So it's about having tefillin on you, that's a result. That's not a maisa. But others say the pshat of this Tosas Rid is that you're not a bailim on mitzvah shebegufo. You just have to do it. You can't transfer it. So then the two Tosas Rids in a row would be, the root of it could be the same svara. Okay, but either way, that's a little bit about shlichus lidvar avera. There's a lot more. Maybe one other point on the Gemara that we just read, and that is in terms of katan. So a katan is bartak yisholam. So the Gemara says, you're right, he's excluded from dini mamonos. A father has the chiyuv to teach his child not to be involved in averus and gezel, besides the responsibility, the financial responsibility, to make sure that his son is not involved in mazik and gezel. But we know that a father has a chiyuv to be mechanech a child. Again, big discussion, Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, whether the chiyuv of chinuch is on the father, is on the child, is the mother included? That's also a discussion in the poskim. But there is a katan is able to physically do an action. but he's a lav bardas and he's not mechuyev. How do you know he's able to do an action? There's a fascinating Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, where the Rambam discusses if a katan is nimne on the Karban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, and then he becomes a gadol in between. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So he's pater for Pesach Sheni. What do you mean he's pater? He wasn't mechuyev. What? He didn't do anything by Pesach Rishon. So it sounds like from that Rambam, among other sources, that we do look at the physical action of a katan as something. Something. It's just not Lashma and it's La Bardas, but there is something that is there. And again, there is a discussion of this. But again, the mitzvah of chinuch is either on the father or on the child, as is discussed by the poskim. Again, a lot to talk about there. Rav Asher Weiss likes to quote chinuch as an example of what he calls Ratzon HaTorah. Right? The mitzvah of chinuch, according to most, per se, is a mitzvah d'rabanan. Mitzvah d'rabbanan, meaning on a daraisa level, I do not have to educate my children in the Torah way. But the rabbanan or machadesh, oh, you have to give them a Jewish education. No, of course not. Of course, ekiyadativ. Hashem loved Avraham Avinu because he taught his children about Yahadus, about, I should say, monotheism. But again, there are many ideas in the Torah that the details might be d'rabbanan. But the chiyuvim, of course, are daraisa. The Ramban by tefillah, right? Tefillah davening every day is darabanan. Of course, it's an idea daraisa, right? And a kiyum daraisa. He had many examples of this, but chinuch is on that list also. Tzar balachayim is the other example he likes to quote. 11 sources in the Rishonim. What the source is for tzar balachayim? What's the real source? How can there be 11 sources, right? Lo mikises asoncha, right? The Rambam says. Halacha Moshe Misinai. The mitzvah prika uti'ina. Many different suggestions. The real answer is because those are all just extras. Those are snifim. The real ikur is a kaddish by Ratzon HaTorah. You know, even if something is not counted as a separate mitzvah, it still could be an idea on a daraisa level. Again, a lot more there, but let's continue, and then we'll see if there's time a little later. Let's continue now. Second to last line. Levi bar Simon. Levi bar Simon, Akni Peros Shovachal Rav Yehuda. Levi bar Simon was Makne, the birds, Peros Shovcho, to Rashi, Ephrochim Ubeitzim, right? He was Makne, the little chicks or the eggs, to Rav Yehuda. Also, Lakamis Rav Simon, Levi, but it was in his Rishu still. Right? So Levi bar Simon was Makne them to Rav Yehuda, but it was in Levi's Shovach. So, Asalakame de Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda comes in front of Shmuel trying to figure out how he can, we'll have to see what the question is, right? To ask something. And Amar Le and Shmuel tells him, Zilch Rofakan, go bang on the nest, Deliz Gabayhu Vakaninhu. So that the birds or the chicks will like jump up or fly up a little bit, right? So, that is what it told him to do, bang on the con, and therefore they will go up because they will be scared of you. So why do you have to do this for? What's happening here? So, ulamai, ilamikna. So if this is, he's trying to be kone, right? Levi bar Simon wanted to give him the birds. If he wants to be kone it, so why do you have to do this whole unusual banging against the nest? Likninhu le besudar. Why doesn't he just use a kinyan sudar? Take a pen, okay, take a feather, take a quill, take a garment, and just lift it up and do a kinyan sudar, right? So why do you have to go to the nest and physically do something? E be yantif, and if it's yantif, meaning what? He wants to, not an issue of kinyan, it's an issue of, he wants to use these birds on yantif, he wants to chef these birds on yantif and use it for ona yantif. And the issue is one of muksa, not one of kinyan. Right. Let's say Rashi, Vimli Yantif Shu Erev Yantif. Ulamachar Yesur Mishum Muksa. Ubalishol Bameha Chanasam. So how do I prepare them? So then Ibi Yantif Baomid Vaomer Zevizani no Tosagya. Then we know this is a machlokas between Beishama and Beis Hillel. In the first parak in Beisa, we pass on like Beis Hillel that says all you have to do is go over to the nest and say, I want those. I don't have to go and actually physically move them. That's Beishama Shita. Beis Hillel says, just designate. Designation removes the problem of muksa. So why would he have to actually touch them? And again, remember, issues of muksa, the whole world of muksa is Rabbanan. The Rabbanan created that everything on Shabbos should be mukhan. But muksa, for one of the three reasons, the Rambam quotes, in Hilchos Shabbos, is a rabbinic creation, and therefore the Rabbanan said that the way to get out of that is just verbal designation is enough. You don't have to have anything else. Again, certain items that are muksa machmas gufo inherently, that are more chamor, chisron kiss, you might have to do an action. Some muksas are very chamor, and you to undo their status, or to give them the status of mukhan, you have to actually do something to remove it. But these birds, you know, there's a certain level of muksa. Beis Hillel says all you need is verbal declaration. So again, why would Shmuel have told his Talmud Rav Yehuda? Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. So why would he told Rav Yehuda to go and actually physically do something? So the Gemara answers, Hanu Peire Chadati Have. These peros, these little chicks, were just born. And the mother was still hovering above them. So therefore, like we said earlier, even Levi was not kona them yet. Because of the Kenyan Chaser would have been Aser. Right, Shliach Ledvar Avera. So the banging on the nest was to make the mother bird go up a little bit, to make it not a situation of Shiluach HaKan. Levi would be Konit, and then he'd be able to be Makneit to Shmuel, to Ravi Huda, through a Kinyan Sudar. Hanu Peri Chadzeavi, they were new. The Levi Bar Simon Gufe Lo Avi Kani Luhu. Levi Bar Simon himself had not been Konit yet. Vahachi Kamarland, this is what Shmuel was telling him. Zil Vetrof HaKan, go bang on the nest. Delis Gavhu Vinikninhu Levi Bar Simon. So that you would be able to be koned v'hadar l'gninu nilich pasudar, and then you'd be able to be koned through a kinyan sudar. Again, so it relates to the case that we were just talking about, which is about the chatzar not being able to be koned because of the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, the situation of the mitzvah and the iser that is in front of you, and therefore chatzar cannot be koned in that case. Kinyan sudar is also, again, these last couple of lines here in the Masechta, are major. Kinyan sudar is a major topic. You know, the idea of kinyan sudar, it's one of the most unusual kinyan. Right? Usually a kinyan reflects something. I pick something up, so it's mine. I pull something. I dig in the field. What's sudar? I lift up a pen, and that's it. So what's that about? Kinyan sudar, it's very unusual. You know, what exactly is the message of kinyan sudar? The Rambam discusses this also in Hilchas Mechira at length. Again, this is in Yonat Yoma when somebody at a wedding, the chassan is bekabel b'kinyan sudar to become a shliach, the rav to sell the chametz is ask for a kinyan people to do a kinyan sudar. But the Rambam writes in Perek Hay of Hilchas Mechira, Yesh Dvarim Harbe She'ein Tzrichin Kinyan Ve'ein Liknos L'Kinyan Bam Tam. There are many things that you don't need to do a Kinyan. There's no need to go to Kinyan. Many people do a Kinyan. Kinyan Zeh She'nagol L'Haklos Be'ilu Advarim Einu Mo'al Klum. It's really doesn't accomplish anything. So what are you doing? What are you doing by the Kinyan Sudar? Or let me ask another question before we see the Rambam continuation, because that's the answer. It's amazing. The Tosfos in, there's a discussion in the Rishonim about it. Tosfos in Kiddushin, Samachay. Tosfos says, there's a daya that a Kinyan Sudar needs Edim. Needs Edim. Doesn't work without Edim. Doesn't work without Edim. You can't do a Kinyan Mashiach without Edim. Kinyan Hagbah, Kinyan Chazaka, Kinyan Chatzer. Of course it works. Okay, I need a Raya. If I want to prove that it happened, I need Edim. But Tosfos quotes, the Gemara, Tosfos Kiddushin, Samachay, and Abbas. The Gemara says there, Edim are there to prevent falsehood. Well, every Sadi Elul Shakri. That's the Gemara in Kedushin Samachayim Abbas. Mikan, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, De'ein Tzorach Edim Lasos Kinyan. So from here, Rabbeinu Tam proved against other Rishonim, you don't need Edim to do Kinyan. Kinyan means Kinyan Sudar. Why? Because it just says that Edim are there to prevent Sheker. Meaning, if you don't care about that, it works without Edim. Edim are just there to make sure you can't lie about it afterwards. But you don't need Edim there. And he goes through other Gemaras about this. Fine. But the fact that he has to say that out there means that there's a day of somewhere that says you do need Edim for Kinyan Sudar. Why would you need Edim for Kinyan Sudar? Kinyan is a Kinyan. What do you need Edim for? Tosfos Harash. He has the most explicit Lashon there in Kiddushin Samachayim Abbas. Tosfos Harash says, he quotes the Deya. Quotes the day that you need Edim, and he says, I don't know why. Umi unira li daf raya ain't sarich. De mali Kinyan Sudar, mali Kinyan Mashiach v'chazaka. That's the type of line in the Rishonim that you know, screams out for an explanation or an argument. What's the difference between Sudur and any other Kenyan, like Chazaka and Meshicha? Demilsa de Pshitahi. It's obvious. Demhoda Ruvain Befanenu, Vyamar Nasati Metaltalin Halalu Lishimon, Umashcham, Okarka Zuva Vehexigva. If Ruvain admits that Shimon was Kona this through a Kenyan Chazaka or Meshicha, it works. Dodos Baldin, Kimehidim Dami. Vechain Leinian Kenyan Chalipin Nami, so too regarding Chalipin. So why would there be a possibility of requiring Edim? And, you know, what kind of Kenyan is this? So many Achronim, based on this Rambam, and Hilchas Bechira said that really every Kenyan has two ingredients. The Maisa Kenyan and the Das Kenyan. There's a physical action, which is all the common denominator between all Maisa Kenyanim is one idea. Horaz Bailus. It's a reflection of ownership. An owner would do this. Pull it. Push it. Pick it up. Lock the door, dig a hole. Right, they're all things that an owner would do. That's Horaz Bailus. All that's a Maisa Kenyan, and then there's the Das Kenyan, the Kavana. I'm doing this act to be Kona, to be Makna, to do something. Chalipin is a Das Kenyan without a Maisa Kenyan. It's all about the Das. Chalipin is just a concretization of the Das of the people involved. It's a show of seriousness. And therefore, it's not a focus on the Maisa. You don't even need the Maisa. Right when Edim signed, if there's a verbal declaration, that could be good enough. But it's all about the Das. That's why there could be a Havamina that Edim are required. Because Edim are very involved in Das. Right, which again, not for now, Ede Kiyum, but that's the Rambam's Lashon. Kinyin Zesh Inago Lahaknos, Be'elu Advarim, Einu Mo'ol Klum, Ela Lohodia She'enu Omer Advarim Elu, Kimisache Kumahatel. He's not joking. Ela Shagamar Belibo V'yachar Kachamar. He decided, and he's doing it. Lefichach im amar b'leiv shalem ani omer v'gamarti lasos davarzeh einot zorach davar acher klal. You don't need it if he says I'm serious. But again, this is to help concretize, to show that he's serious. Another amazing halacha, right? We know how long does somebody have to be choserbo from a kinyan? How long does somebody have to choserbo? So we know tokadei dibur. Tokadei dibur, right? If I'm kona something and then a few seconds later I want to retract, too late. Tokadei dibur, that's it. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kinyan Chalipin has a little more, asukin ba'oso inyan. Little more flexibility. Why would that be? Why would you have extra time by Chalipin? The answer is because it's not focused on a specific Maisa, which would then say, okay, you have Tokhid the Dibur from this physical act. No, it's more about your Das, and it's a little more flexible when it's about Das. As long as you're still involved in the issue, asukin ba'oso inyan, that would be good enough. Again, that's the difference is, because Chalipin or not. Or the Aruch HaShulchan points out, and just something else popped in. Chalipin works for everything. Karka, Metaltalin, you can be Kona anything with Chalipin. All other Kinyanim are specifically tailored. Hagbah doesn't work by Karka. Right? You can't pick up dirt. Right? That's not, Hagbah, Karka is, the land is, you need Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. And you can't do Meshicha by that. And you can't do a certain Kinyan by Metaltalin. Kinyan Chalipin works by everything. Why? Because it's not a Maisa. It's not focused on a Maisa, which would be specifically tailored to certain types of objects. Okay, there's a lot, but that's Chalipin. That's the Sudar. That is the concretization of the Das. And that's what's mentioned here in the story of Levi Bar Simon, Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel. Okay. We continue. Last Mishnah here in Meseches Chulin. Lo yital adam eim al abanim. A person is not allowed to take the mother. Eim al abanim. We know that's the Isser. You have to send away the mother and take the kids. You can't take the mother. Afilu letaras hamitzora. As we discussed yesterday's daf, even to do a mitzvah. Even letaras hamitzora, still you're not allowed to, take the mother, and as we said yesterday, maybe one of the Musar messages is the ends don't always justify the means in Yahadus, right? There has to be integrity to the process. And just because, you know, the goal is Ruchnius, doesn't mean you can do anything you want. We can do anything we want to get to Ruchnius, right? So that's, you can't take it, even Lataras HaMetzora. And continues the Mishnah. Ma im mitzvah kala, shehi ki isar, umra Torah laman yita lach varach yamim, if an easy mitzvah, an easy mitzvah like this, shiki isar, right? That's a little bit. How much does it cost you to put the bird? The bird, so you're sending away the mother. You're going to lose the mother value. It's just a little bit, like an isar. The Torah still says, arichas yamim, kal v'chomer al mitzvahs chamura shabbat Torah. Kal v'chomer on mitzvahs chamuros. Misachamura, surely imagine the schar that you're going to get. 2 points. One, the Achronim quote this Mishnah as another raya against that Chavos Ya'ir and others. Remember, the Chavos Ya'ir is the one that says, if you're in a situation of the mitzvah, you have to do it. And Chassam Sofer and Nitziv say, maybe not. No, only if you want the eggs. You don't have to do the mitzvah. So here, it says that Shiloh HaKan will never cost you much. It'll only be Ki'isar. Okay, what if you're a diamond dealer and you're cutting diamonds, and all of a sudden there's Shiloh HaKan right outside? According to those poskim that say you have to do it, you have to stop cutting your diamonds, go do it, that'll cost a lot of money. That's not just Ki'isar. So it must be that it's not true. It must be that you're not going to have to stop cutting your diamonds, and therefore you're not going to lose that amount of money, and the only time you'll have to lose the money is if there's nothing, you're not doing anything else, and it's only losing the bird. There are ways to get out of that raya, but that is the suggestion of some. The Maritz Chayis uses this also to this Mishnah to answer the question we asked yesterday on the Gemara. The Gemara quoted a story where somebody was given Malkus for Shiloh HaKan, for violating. And the Achronim, the Rebbe Akiva Eiger asked, isn't it a Matan Schar B'tzita? Right, we had the Gemara earlier on Daf Kuf Yud, that any mitzvah that it says the reward in the Torah, so then there is no, Bezin is not manish. Why? Because the punishment is already that you didn't do the mitzvah, you didn't get the schar for the mitzvah. We don't have to give you any other punishment. Right? That was the rule. Kol mitzvah she'eshe ma'an schar b'tzida, ein bezdin musharin aleha. That was the Gemara there. So I asked the Reb Kiveger yesterday, so why yesterday did they give him a punishment? Right? Why did he give him a punishment? Nagde Rav Yehuda. Why? How could they nagde Rav Yehuda? Right? Rav Gilin Ashas quotes a kasha from the Mishnah of the Melech in a different context, but it's the same kasha, right? Of why isn't it a mitzvah she'eshe schar b'tzida? So says the Maritz Chayis right here. Says the Maritz Chayis that rule is learned out from Shiluach HaKan. That mitzvah is learned out from Shiluach HaKan. So by all other mitzvos, having schar there is extra. And because having schar there is extra, so it must be teaching me that this is your onesh. If you don't do it, you get this onesh, you lose the schar. But this is not extra, this is the source of the halacha. So that's why this can't be, oh, it's extra, and therefore Ma'an schar b'tzida, and you just lose the mitzvah. No, this is the source, says the Maritz Chayis. V'zeh shayach dafka b'chol makom, avo b'shiluach hakan atzma de'itzrich l'michtav arachta yamim. L'horos, and it's to teach me, you need a lagufa, it's to teach me that this Mishnah, the Mishnah says that if for this mitzvah you get arichas yamim, even if it's such an easy mitzvah, kal v'chomer for chomer mitzvahs. But it's not extra here, this is the source din. So, because it's not extra, you can't learn that halacha. The mitzvah kal shik isar, number of arach yamim, dafka b'shar mitzvahs, shekfar lamadnu scharam barichas yamim in shiluach hakan, ba matan scharam b'tzidan lahoros dein onshin abezdin al mitzvahs asay. Kazu. Masha'enke m'shiluach hakan atzma, de itzrich matan scharam b'tzidan lagufa, imkein be'emes vay onshin abezdin shalmata gam alzeh v'nachon. Says the Maritz Chayis, a charifus relating to that kasha from the Rebbe Akiva Eiger yesterday. Mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuros. Right? What makes a mitzvah kala? What makes a mitzvah chamura? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, we have to do all mitzvahs. Right? And we don't judge mitzvahs. And the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayah says, that's why we have the principle of osik b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. Because we don't judge mitzvahs. Or mitzvah baliyot chatach mitzana. Or eim avir and al mitzvahs. All of those principles are, do what's in front of you. Because we don't judge. What if I think the other mitzvah is more chamur? No, osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. Right, I do the mitzvah, and therefore, I'm pater. What's the classic example in Baba Kama? Hashavas Aveda and Staka. If I'm in the middle of Hashavas Aveda, I don't have to do Staka. Pruta to Rav Yosef. Who says Hashavas Aveda is more chamur? Maybe Staka. Staka has an Aveira related to it. So does Hashavas Aveda. But maybe Staka is more chamur. The answer is, that says the Rambam, by mitzvahs, we don't judge. Right? Havirat the mitzvah kala kivachamura keina diyodeya ma'an scharin shal mitzvahs. The Rambam there, though, we've mentioned this before, the Rambam says there in the second parak of Perkei Avos, this only applies to mitzvahs asay. By mitzvahs los asay, we for sure know the difference between the levels. Mitzvahs asay, you have to do all of them. Keina diyodeya ma'an scharin shal mitzvahs. Los asays, lav, misas bezdin, not in this order, lav, misas shemayim, kareis, misas bezdin, this definitely. Right, what does the Mishnah say in Yuma? Machilin also hakalakal. If you have to eat something asur, We try to eat the least usser. So we for sure know the difference when it comes to lo sases. That's an important yisod. It's obvious, but that's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. In the second parak, one has to know that when it comes to mitzvah sases, that's what we say there is no chilek. But when it comes to lo sases, for sure there is. Maybe we'll read that Rambam later if there's time. Tanya says the Braisa, Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Some might remember to be Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Some might remember this Gemara from Kiddushin. Right, this whole Gemara is also in Kiddushin. Tanya, Dvei Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ein lecha chamitzvah v'mitzvah, Sheba Torah, Shema and Schar b'tzida, there is no mitzvah in the Torah, says Rabbi Yaakov, whose schar is Shein t'chias ha-meisim tuliyah ba. That t'chias ha-meisim is not totally on it. Meaning, Rabbi Yaakov holds there's no schar in this world. Right? And he's, even if it says schar richas yamim, it doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean in the physical world, olam hazeh. Rabbi Yaakov said it's all about the next world. The two of the mitzvot that it says Arichas Yamim by, Kibbut Ava'im and Shiloh HaKan, says Rabbi Yaakov, it can't be that that's in this world. Why? What happens if a father tells his child, go up to the top of the tower and bring me some birds? He's doing the two mitzvot. The two mitzvot that have Arichas Yamim. Right, he's doing Shiloh HaKan and Kibbut Ava'im. And then he goes up and gets the birds. Uba Chazar Aso Nof Avameis. And on his way down, he falls down and he dies. Heichon Arichas Yamev Shalzeh. Veheichon Tovaso Shalzeh. Where's the Arichas Yamim? Where's the Tov? Ela, it must be not in this world. Laman Yarichon Yamecha Ba'olam Shekulo Aruch. Laman Yitav Lecha Shema La'olam Shekulo Tov. Right, it's talking about the future. It's not talking about this world. That is Rabbi Yaakov. Good. Says the Gemara, no, let's stop here for a moment. Again, it's all one conversation till the end. Let's stop here for a moment. So the Ein Yaakov talks about, why did the Gemara have to bring both mitzvahs? Just one. One of them says Arichas Yamim. He's doing Shiloh HaKan and Kibbut Ava'im. What did he need both for? So the Ein Yaakov says, well, just in case you want to say he's not doing Git Lishma. Two mitzvahs. You know, there's less of a chance. Am I not going to mitzias both on zeh? Shasa shtei mitzvah seilu biyachad. V'tireis ila lo asa ela mitzvah achas yisi omer de lakach lo kibal schar mitzvah so lefi shasi yaso haisa shalol lishma kedei lakabal scharo. But where we're doing two mitzvahs biyachad, bevada shayis asi yaso hashniel lishma. The kfar yesh lo schar mitzvahs kibadim. I already have a richas yamim for the first mitzvah. I don't need the second. More? Double? It's like lahavdil. Somebody gets 47 lifetime consecutive jail terms. Right, so once you have one, okay, you have it. So just in case you get bail on the first one, but here you already have a richas yamim on the first one. What's the second one for? It must be that's lishma. That's the Ein Yaakov right here on our Gemara. There is an important yesod. First of all, Rabbi Yaakov is the one in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Yaakov says only olam hazeh. It's interesting to put together all the ma'amarim of different tanaim. Rabbi Yaakov Omer at the end of the fourth parak in Pirkei Avos, Ha'olam Azeh Doma L'Pruzdar L'Fnei Olam Haba, Haskein Asbachal L'Pruzdar Kedei Shetikanis L'Traklin. He's the one that says that Olam Azeh is a Pruzdar. L'Shitaso, right here, Rabbi Yaakov says all Schar is an Olam Haba. Hu Ayo Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says Yafesha Achas V'Tshuvu Ma'isim Tovim Ba'Olam Azeh Mikol Chay Olam Haba. Yes, but Yafesha Achas Shel Koras Ruach Ba'Olam Haba Mikol Chay Olam Azeh. Right, so he's an Olam Haba man. Again, every Tana is an Olam Haba man. But he spoke about it, that he believed in it, that he said it. That's Olam Haba. There's an interesting line also in the Tomer Dvora. Tomer Dvora, or the Ramak, in Chelek Aleph. No, the beginning of the Tomer Dvora is all based on the Pasuk in Micha, right, that we say by Tashlich. Right, it's all he has a prakim about every line here. Chavitz Chesedhu, Yichbosh Avonoseinu, Yashuv, right, at the beginning. That's the whole beginning of the Sefer and the whole Sefer is about that. But in Ches, it's Yichbosh Avonoseinu. He quotes our Gemara. Says the Ramak in the Tomer Dvora. Vine mitzvahs hi kporachas olsa nitsa. Mitzvahs fly up to Shamayim. Ubokeh va'ola ad ein tachlis lichnos lefanav yisbarach. Mitzvahs go all the way up to Hashem. Amnam ha'avonos ein lam knisa sham chas v'shalom. Elakov shem shle yikansu. Averas aren't allowed in. As the Pasuk says, lo yugurcha ra. Lo yagur b'magurcha ra. Umitam zeh, schar mitzvah b'hayah amaleka. Why? Because the mitzvahs are in the next world. The schar of one mitzvah. You're not going to get the mitzvahs are all in Shemayim. And in the Ramatzio Solomon in his commentary on the Torah Dvara here, he quotes a story that he heard from a Rav or Shmuel Greenman, who is the Yad Yamino of the Chafetz Chaim. Yad Yamino of the Chafetz Chaim. He quoted this story. That one time he said he came to Gateshead and he told him this story that he heard that one time there was a whole get together in the Chafetz Chaim's house. They're trying to figure out ways to help the financial state of the yeshivas and of the Jews at that time. And they didn't have any ideas. And they said, okay, after a whole night of talking, they said, okay, we'll come back tomorrow. And, the Chafetz Chaim just stayed sitting there in pain. He didn't move. So this other Rav was sleeping and resting and he woke up in the morning. He's like, I have an amazing idea. I'm about to put on tefillin. You know what? The schar of tefillin is unbelievable. I'm going to give the schar of tefillin. I'll tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give me the schar for this mitzvah. Just, you know, give it to the schar to make money for all the people who need money, for all the poor people out there. So he runs to the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim is still sitting in the same seat that he was the night before, and he hadn't moved, still in pain. And he says, I have an idea! His face lights up, Chafetz Chaim's face lights up, and he says, what's the idea? And he tells him the story, he tells him the mitzvah tefillin. So the Chafetz Chaim looks at him and smiles and says, Mein kind, Rebbeinu Shel Olam lo yikabelse. Kaddish Baruch Hu is not gonna listen. Why? Because the Chafetz Chaim says, imagine if a child goes into the street and finds a $1 million bill. $1 million bill. What's he gonna do? He's gonna go to the candy store, he's gonna tell the storekeeper, give me $1 million worth of candy. What's the storekeeper's achrayus? I'm not taking this money from you. What are you, crazy? This $1 million is worth so much more. I'm not giving you candy for the $1 million. Right? It's not worthless. No. The Balachanus, give it back to your father. So he says, He says, one day of tefillin, can't imagine. It's worth so much more than feeding all the yeshivas. And that's the kavana, says the Matzio Solomon of Schar Mitzvah by Amaleka. Shekola Olam Eino Kedai Lekoras Ruach Shal Mitzvah Achas. That's the Tomer Dvorah in the first parak, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov says right here. Okay, I don't think we ever quoted from that commentary on the Tomer Dvorah. It's very exciting. Okay, says the Gemara continuing. Vidilma. So what happened? So Rabbi Yaakov just proved that this boy, you know, would fell off the tree. Fell off the tower. Where's the Arichas Yam? It must be in the next world. Maybe it never happened. Who says maybe it never happened? He say, oh, look, maybe it would never happen. So, Rabbi Yaakov Maisachaza. No, he saw it. He saw this happen. Maybe he was being, the child was being Maharabaveira, so it wasn't a complete mitzvah. Machshava Ra in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzvah for the Maisa. Hashem does not take machshavas ra'os to combine them with the ma'isa. Machshava ra, you're not going to get punished for the machshava ra, only if it's mitzuraf to a ma'isa. The Meshech Chachma says why? Why is it that machshava ra is not mitzaref l'ma'isa? So says the Meshech Chachma on the Akedah in Parshas Vayera, says the Meshech Chachma, because since Yitzchak and Avraham and Yitzchak performed the Akedah, remember Avraham didn't do the Akedah. He wanted to. He was Moser Nefesh to Hashem. Ultimately said, I don't need you to do it, because you showed me that you were going to do it. But what does Chazal say? Afro shall Yitzchak Munach. The ashes of Yitzchak are sitting in front of Hashem. What do you mean the ashes? He didn't do it. No, but the Machshava, it's Ki'ilu. So, Machshava Mitzarfa L'maisa by Mitzvos. Because Hashem knows that that's our deep ruts. And Hashem put, Avram Avinu put that into our DNA. But once that's part of our DNA, all of Averas, they're just surface sins. A Jew really doesn't want to do it. Right? Rama Milchas Gerishin, Perak Beis, Halacha Chaf. Because deep down a Jew doesn't want to do it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzarif Yad L'Maisa. Because deep down a Jew is pure. Im Machashiv Yisraeli Lasos Mitzvah V'Ne'anas V'Lo Asa Mitzarif Yad L'Maisa. Ki HaMachshava Nis'atzma V'Chakuka B'Nefesh HaYisraeli. U'Mitzido Ein Ikuv Klal. Aval Chashav Lasos Ra Hi Rak Kiporachas V'Hevel Nidaf.
Wow. And then he said that's why it's only by Jews, because they didn't go through the Akedah experience, the Chulu, but that's the Meshech Chachma, Chav Gimel, no, Chav Beis. Chav Beis, Yudalad, if you want to look it up. Good. V'dilma b'har b'avod azara havei v'aiter in the Gemara. Maybe he was being mahar b'avod azara. That's different. That is. Tichsiv l'man tfosis b'nei Yisrael b'libam. V'yamar av acha bar Yaakov zu machsheves avod azara. Machsheves avod azara is mitzuruf l'maisa. Hachi kamar. So this is what Rabbi Yaakov was saying. Im isa di'ika schar mitzvos b'hai alma. If there is some type of schar in this world, teheni le v'togin ale to lo lesi li dehira of elisik, then that should have protected him. That schar should have protected him from not thinking about avodah zarah. Ela schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. It must be that there is no schar in this world. Some of the Bali Musar talk about, you know, so how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not pay us in this world? Isn't there an Isra Baltalin? Right, you have to pay your worker on time. You have to pay your worker on the day that he does the... So if we did it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not do that? Various answers given. My favorite is that there's two different types of workers. There's a poel and a kablan. A poel is a daily worker. A kablan is somebody who has a job to do. You don't pay him until after he finishes the job. Right? We have 120 years of a job to do. We're not workers on a daily basis. We have a job. We have a shlichus. And that's why it's only after 120 that one is paid. Good. Says the Gemara. But have the child fall off anyway? V'yamar v'lazer shluchei mitzvah nizokin. Shluchei mitzvah are not nizokin anyway. He was doing a mitzvah. B'chazar asam shayini. He was on his way back. What do you mean he did the mitzvah? He was climbing down. The Tosfos Rid says in Kiddushin, he must have thrown his father the eggs down. Because if he didn't give his father the eggs yet, so then he didn't do the mitzvah yet. It must be the mitzvah's done. He threw them down from on top, and he's climbing down. The Hamar Rebbe Lazar Shluchim Mitzvah Nizokin Lo Bali Chasav Lo Bachazar Asa. And Rebbe Lazar says Shluchim Mitzvah are not damaged even on the way back. Sulam Ruah Have. It was a rickety ladder. Umakom to Kavua Hezekah Shiny. With the Shchiyah Hezekah Kavua Hezekah, that's different. And there, one would say that one cannot rely on an ace. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shmuel, when Shmuel is told to go anoint David, he says to Hashem, Eich Elech v'shem HaShol v'haraguni, how can I go anoint David? Shaul's going to kill me. What do you mean? Shluchei mitzvah. No, Shchiyah Hezekah. Shchiyah Hezekah when it comes to Shmuel. Period. Tchiyas HaMesim, as we mentioned, his lashon from before, right, that Ma'an Schar B'tzida, any type of Schar in this world, according to Rabbi Yaakov, is after Tchiyas HaMesim. It's interesting that it's defined as Tchiyas HaMesim. Out of all the miracles that are going to happen in the future, Tchiyas HaMesim is one of the Yisod HaSemun, as we know. The last Yisod, right? Meisim Yechaya El Barov Chasdo. Baruch Adai Hashem Tilaso, right? The last line in Yigdal. Meisim Yechaya Kel Barov Chasdo. Tchiyas HaMesim. The Ben Yoyada points out, fascinating Ha'ara, the Gemara tells us in Masech HaShabbos, as we know, in the Mayim and Harsinai Gemaras, that we heard the first Dibur. We died. Hashem brought us back to life with the Tal of Tchiyah. We heard the second Dibur, we died. Hashem brought us back. Why didn't he just give us Tal to prevent us from dying? Why do we have to die and then he had to bring us back to life? So the Ben Yoyada on that Gemara says, Hashem wanted us to experience Tchiyah Samesim right at the beginning of our existence with him. Because then we could believe in it. And that's such a yesod. Right? Mechayim Meisim Atarav Lo Shia. We talk about it so often. Right after a kfura, we say a kaddish. The same kaddish we say at a siyum. Right, the same kaddish. Right, that's a kaddish a siyum on Maseches Chulin. Right, we say the same kaddish about Tchiyas HaMesim that we say at a kfura because it's a yesod ha'emuna, and that's what we needed. That says the Ben Yoyada right at the beginning of our existence and our connection with Him. Today, I'll read you the lashon. I brought it here. Lochein also lem Tchiyas HaMesim kadei sheyedu shegam heim yichyu achar mosam v'yisangu al rov shalom lakach ba'oso hatal sheyichyu bo la'asid hechya osam ata. Right, he did it right here. Hechya osam ata, and therefore it is different. Ubezeh nisnachemu hagufim. Fine. And then he quotes the suffix of the chida. Right, did the wife of Reb Zeira have to get married again? And the Hulu, did they have to read all the Lamdish Asugyas about that? Anyway, so that's the Ben Yoyada. Okay, continuing. Amar of Yosef, Ilmale Darshe Acher Lahaikra, Kereb Yaakov Barbarte, if Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya, if Acher would have darshened, understood the Psukim like Reb Yaakov, right, his nephew, I'd say his grandson, Barbarte, Lochata, he wouldn't have sinned. Right, Acher, who we know, Gemara Chagiga, he went off. So my Chaza, why? What did Acher see that let him off? Some say he saw this. He saw a child. He saw Arichas, a child doing Shiluach Hakan. Look what happened. He threw it away. V'ika d'amre lishna d'Rabbi Chutzpes Amaturgam and Chaza. He saw the tongue, literally, of Chutzpes Amaturgam, one of the Gedolei Hador, that would tell us ba'ashpa, one of the Asar Arugei Malchus. Right, he saw it was all, this is what happens. Amar Peshevik Margolis, Oligolios, Yilchav Ba'afar. Right, this mouth, right, that said over such Torah will eat dust. Right, and Rabbi Akiva and all the others, V'hulo Yada. And he didn't realize Rabbi Yaakov. L'man Yitav L'achshem Ba'olam Shekulo Tov, L'man Yibrichon Yamecha, Ba'olam Shekulo Aruch. So he didn't realize, like Rabbi Yaakov, and therefore, that's what misled him. Again, Tzadik Varala, Rosh HaVetovla, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get an answer to that question. Right, many couldn't get an answer, and that's what the Gemara ends off, that Acher also had that. I think we might have mentioned this back on Dav Beis, but I don't know if we did, if we didn't, but if we did, it was 5 months ago, so it's always good to do Chazara. Rav Soloveitchik once gave impromptu remarks at a Siyum HaMaseches Chulin. So once every 7.5 years, we should go over his impromptu remarks at a Siyum HaMaseches Chulin. That's the title in Shiure Harav, that's what it says. And again, we said, Halavai, we should have such impromptu remarks at a Siyum. That's where he talks about the Tosfos in Maseches Brachos. Right, he asks, what does it mean, Hadron Alach? What does it mean, Hadron Alach? This could be said at any Siyum. It just happened to be at a Siyum of Maseches Chulin. Right? Hadron Alach, we should come back to you. So that's where he discussed the Tosfos in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, where Tosfos asks, why is it that we don't make a new Berachas HaTorah every time we open up a Sefer and learn, right? That we should make a new Bracha, just like when we take a break and we don't sit in the sukkah and we shake up with tefillin, right? So what's the, this was on April 1st, 1973, just to say a few words. I'll just read the beginning. Oh, it's not even completely learning the first chapter of Maseches Chulin. The Rav was asked at the time to say a few words in honor of the occasion. What follows is the reconstruction of his impromptu remarks explaining the custom of saying Hadron Alach. But what is Tosfos' answer? That when it comes to Torah, a Jew is Eino Miyayish Daito. It's never totally out of his mind. Right, the Bekol Shah, Bechuyav Lomod. I think Tosfos is Lashon. So what does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the difference between two types of awarenesses. Latent awareness and acute awareness. A mother has children at home. There's acute awareness of those children. They're fighting, they're this, they're that. They go to school. The mother is not focusing right now on the child. She's doing 10 other things. But in the back of her mind, the child's always there. Latent awareness. It's in the back of her minds. That's Hadron Alach. Hadron Alach means we might be switching to another Masechta right now, acute awareness, but Chulin is always and it will be in our latent awareness until we come back. But again, that's the Lashon of Eino Miyayish Daito. That's acute awareness. That by every Siyum, we don't say goodbye to a Masechta. We say, I'll see you soon. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm hopefully going to come back to you very soon. Again, hopefully we all of Shas connects to each other and we try to talk about everything, every day. But that's some of the remarks that he made. The title is also on the love of Torah, impromptu remarks at the Siyum. And Hashem, we should be zochet to keep learning many more. Again, this was a major feat, and everybody should have a major shkoyach on Maseches Chulin. Okay, we'll stop here.